heroin in the United States is cheaper and purer than perhaps ever before. That's pushing heroin into communities not typically associated with the drug. Last week, the Morning Edition series Heroin in America reported on some addicts' struggles and on new kinds of treatment. John Walters is director of the Office of National Drug Policy, National Drug Control Policy. He says federal officials are trying to reduce the supply of heroin by focusing on countries that provide it.
Most of the heroin in the United States comes from two sources. One is Mexico, which dominates the western part of the United States. The other is Colombia, which is principally distributed on the eastern part of the United States. We do get some from eastern and western Asia, but it's a relatively small part of the consumption.
What does it say about national security that drugs continue to come in through these tightened borders post 9/11?
We have been able to control more of the flow of drugs, but it's not perfect. The goal is intelligence. This is what we have had unprecedented cooperation on, and to go after the organizations that sell this poison to our people and to others. But we're now trying to reorient some of the federal surveillance systems that we have in hospitals and other places that are now being also strengthened for other threats to the country that will give us more early warning. Sometimes these systems report data every 6 months or every year. It's too long a delay, so we're trying to speed them up.
Would you concede it's cheaper than it used to be and purer?
It isn't some places. And of course, if you go back to the rise of heroin in Colombia, the organizations that were previously involved in trafficking cocaine, some of which still are, brought opium poppy and heroin in, and they brought in chemists from actually Asia to provide specifically a purer heroin than was available through the Mexican organizations and their ways of processing.
Why is the problem worse in the Northeast right now than it is in other regions in the country?
In one way, it's been fueled by the higher purity of heroin that has been available, largely, we think, Colombian-sourced, coming through New York and other cities that have had established heroin trade that then exported that with the additional supply of heroin to some of these communities. The higher purity has been reported to allow people to start by snorting and avoid the somewhat more troubling injection route until they became dependent and then needed the greater purity that they can receive through injectable means. But also, I think we don't entirely know why some small communities in the Northeast quickly became intense areas of consumption, but we have to also recognize that we need to follow the problem with a greater degree of detail and help work with local people to organize themselves more quickly.
How is combating the heroin supply different from combating the cocaine supply from similar regions?
Some of the organizations that market this are the same in Mexico and Colombia and even in some of our cities. The magnitude of the problem is different. You know, we estimate that there's about 250 metric tons of cocaine consumed in the United States. There's about 15 to 18 metric tons of heroin. In the case of cocaine, we have aircraft loads, we have surface ships that bring the drugs up from South America. Largely, we have people carrying heroin, sometimes in balloons in their bodies, sometimes in their carry-on luggage, in very small quantities. So it's a smaller problem to identify and go after. But we have improved, and we have outbound search capability with some of the governments in airports that have been key. We're doing more inbound searches intensely where we have identified routes. But the key, I think, overall here is we're putting in place better intelligence sharing about the organizations, their money, their key people.
John Walters is director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy.